Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Space trash.
Trash in space.
Space trash.
Lifestyles, the rich and Uranus.
Space trash.
Celebrities, they're trash. But the astrology can help us understand.
Transmission incoming.
Greetings, Trashler Nation. We are back. We're better than ever. What a dramatic episode. I'm Sarah Armour. I'm back with Casey Bunker. How are you, Case?
I'm so great because you know why? I watched The Bachelor today, but also just before that, I was watching The Real Dirty Dancing with Tyler Cameron.
Wait, what is that?
It's on Fox and Hulu, and there's only 4 episodes, so it's like a cute, quick little dancing contestant show with some celebs, including Human God Tyler Cameron, acting as friggin' the Shways, and he's like a perfect next generation.
You're telling me they did a 4-part miniseries remake of the movie Dirty Dancing and it's starring Tyler Cameron?
Well, it's not a remake, it's like a dance competition.
It's a dance competition, but he's
but they remake
part of Patrick Swayze?
Yeah, like they remake scenes and like he
Okay, this has piqued my interest.
And they're at Kellerman's for the whole thing.
Oh, fuck.
Okay. I know.
Okay, by next week, we will have a follow-up on that. And if you guys want to watch and comment along, we will sing your reviews, number one. And we got to talk about it. I mean, what a find, Case. What a find.
I mean, honestly, it's not like that dramatic. Like, it's not like as much to talk about as it is just to, like, to be whole.
It's sort of just like to having had seen it would be enough.
Just you get the nostalgia and you get some good Dirty Dancing and some good like muscly men.
I mean, I feel, but Molly and I, there are 2 things we talk about more than anything else on the Space Trash podcast, and it is not, in fact, a celebrity or astrology tidbit. It is Dirty Dancing and Les Miserables.
Yeah, I think Les Mis might be above Dirty Dancing, but
Dirty Dancing comes up a great deal though, and we've cut like chunks of things because we've gone on tangents, so you guys don't even know BTS how much Dirty Dancing there is going on, but I guess we just need more feedback from the crowd. If you guys want more Dirty Dancing, we will obviously deliver, and either way, let's all check out Tyler Cameron dance.
This is what I will say about it. When you watch it, like I actually think he should become an actor and like could actually be a good actor. Like he's committed to like, because part of it is like working with your partner and like giving them steamy, like he's good and he's a good ass dancer too. I mean, he's like a triple, quadruple, quintuple threat, this guy. But anyways, but
yeah,
you gotta
like
watch
obvious,
it.
He's the like, obvious like hottest person to come out of the franchise.
Yeah, like by a long
shot. He'll have a career, like, yeah, he doesn't need the nation's support.
Yeah, and all the supermodels know it. I mean, once you date Gigi Hadid, I think that pretty much solidifies it.
Such a good cosign.
Speaking of fabulous females from the tri-state area.
Let's begin with Mara.
Let's begin with the Sarah Marinara of it all. We got lost in the sauce once again.
Oh, Casey. Oh, beautiful.
From the jump, we have this whole Sarah Mara thing. Now,
Sarah Marinara.
It's like really escalated very quickly. It's a little bit annoying because suddenly they've like decided to be enemies.
Well, it's like, to me, what we're seeing here, if anything, because I do think this whole thing has been one of the most devastating hack jobs of a season I've ever seen in terms of what the producers are making the show about. Like, it's just oh, damn, you guys, like this, yeah, it's almost like they're offsetting how stupid the drama and the actual narrative arc of the shows are with like really heavy things for them to do in the dates. Do you know? It's like they're trying to like find that equilibrium. I'm like, okay, this is too dumb. This isn't about romance and love at all. This is like completely inane bullshit, but we're going to all go to couple therapy. It's like,
right.
Okay, I'm in. I'm fucking in. Okay, so right. So there was, so to me, what was happening, aside from there being no storylines, Mara is the oldest person in the house. And maybe this is a hack take. Maybe this is just the only take there is, and we could come up with something more interesting so that our listeners know that this is not just any old bachelor pod. It's a trashler pod. So we could come with some bad takes by the end of it. But but no, I just feel
only
like...
Only bad takes.
Yeah, the hottest hot takes. I'm just like outing everyone. Molly's like, you know, we can't do that. I'm like, okay, but in a dating show, we can. It's like, no, you can't. You fucking can't. Okay.
He still should not, but it's fine.
Shay not. Okay, so that was a Shrimp reference. But okay, so anyway, I just feel like Mara is like, I'm the oldest one here and Sarah's the youngest one here. And it's like literally the battle of like, you know, just like daughter and stepmom.
Literally was like daughter and stepmom. And what's odd is that like it seemed to be founded in basically nothing except Mara's own projections upon this poor young girl until the end of the episode when it turns out Sarah was kind of the worst. So it's okay, like, so
this is confusing to me.
Yeah. Like, why couldn't they show us any of that information before? Like,
it threw me for a loop. That's for sure. Because, and I think it's really all very funny. Cause like, to me, and again, the editing, we don't know, but from what I witnessed, it all came down to that Leo Chiron Moon, because he's like, she said I was crying. And right. That was like the turn when I didn't cry. I say when I cry, I'm in control of my tears. You know, he did not like that she had said that was the big intimate thing. They said
that she would fake a cry.
She told everybody that he cried on the date and he was like, I did not.
Oh, yes.
Nobody says I cried when I didn't cry.
Yeah, exactly. Like, that's exactly it.
He's like, didn't cry.
Yeah.
But then like, the way he was breaking up with her was so fucking rude. And you could tell like, oh, either way, he wasn't going to end up with her anyway, because what he then was saying to her, which I don't know if he was trying to say this or not, but the message I got loud and clear was, I was upset because you were telling the girls that there was more to us than what we have.
Yeah.
And how defensive he was for the other women, like making sure that they knew that actually he wanted her to know, you and I don't have a better connection than those girls and I do. Like he was, that was like, and it was cold, man. He turned on her. Why did she get two one-on-ones?
Right.
Doesn't he have some say in that?
I don't really know.
I mean, he flipped like a motherfucking switch.
But if they, because here's the thing about the one-on-ones, right? They have these like deep, dark conversations on the one-on-ones. So to actually give someone a second one, you have to be able to bank on the fact that some drama could come up. So I think it's possible. I
mean, so that second like, one-on-one could have been actually just serving its literal purpose from the evil production team upstairs. They're just like, okay, the whole pride is going to attack the cub if she does this. You know, it's like when the women turn on the child.
And if he did not actually plan that himself, then this was just another way to like show the other women like, hey, listen, it ain't that deep. Like, I actually wasn't that into this girl. Although it seemed like he was pretty into her, but
I mean, we do know that they have pretty like matchy charts. I mean, it also could be the kind of thing where they like, and in the end, he might not have been that into her because it really is. I mean, you want to have good synergy with people that you date. Like, you want to have good compatibility. But if, I mean, the way that their charts were lining up, like, they had so many of the exact same placements.
Oh, right, because Taurus sun.
Not being that dynamic. It's like, their Taurus was the same, their Venus was the same, their Mercury was the same. It's like, they just had, like, a lot of things that were just, like, the same. And I could see it being, and it's just, like, even, like, the display that we witnessed was so Taurus, because it was, like, I'm standing firm in I like Sarah. And then it was like the fastest flip ever. And then it was like, I'm firm in this. And it's like, at both times, you couldn't have like budged him. You couldn't have been like, hey, but here's an alternative perspective. I mean, they were literally being like, Shanae's really bad. And he was like, you guys.
Yeah.
I'm going to make out.
I'm going to just keep her around for a couple more weeks. Like, it's fine. But okay. So let's come back.
I think maybe it's possible that like he wasn't in the end like that. Like similar to him in a way that may just not have been interesting in the end.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that makes sense. She did seem a little bit surface level from what we were seeing too, but like
I mean, she's also 23.
Yeah. And I did not like what she said about Merrick getting back on the Jersey Turnpike. I was like, listen, that's a very efficient road. Okay.
No, you can't the highways are great and the drivers are fast. So come.
Yeah. I was a little bit triggered, you know? Shit. And she's like, she'll be back on the Jersey Turnpike in no time. I'm like, okay, you live in New York. Where did you grow up?
You'd be so lucky.
Right.
Get yeah. on the Turnpike if you know what's good for you, bitch.
Exactly. Where are you now, Sarah? On the BQE?
In California. You're in California in the PCH. We like the Turnpike, bitch.
Well, she said she's from New York, but I don't know if...
Albany? Define like, New York. Define yeah, New is York. She? What are you, from Buffalo? Okay.
Like from friggin' Connecticut. I'm just kidding. I don't really have anything against anyone from Connecticut.
You okay. Wish. Anyway, we have no idea what we're talking about. So, I just want to say Mara looked gorgeous at elimination.
Yes, yes, yes. That as did Eliza.
Yeah. Oh my God, Eliza's so pretty. Yeah, Mara and Eliza could take them on a beach. They're both sights for sore eyes. Beautiful.
And that's women. And it's upsetting because Eliza. I don't think she got enough time to potentially make it onto the beach, but I hope she does. It doesn't mean she won't, but we've seen more random people get there in the past, but you know, this poor gal, she came onto the show speaking German.
She didn't really do much.
Yeah. Well, yeah, she just didn't get her time, but she came on the show speaking German. So a trip to Austria would have been,
oh,
for the gal.
I can't believe you loved her. I can't believe you remembered that. That's
crazy. I did.
You love her. You really love her.
We got to keep Eliza around, but maybe she'll come back to the beach. Okay, but then we get to the good part, which is the Sue's hitting the shops. Okay. Now,
anybody that didn't watch, she had her pretty woman glow up date where he takes her shopping.
Yes, and her
get
hair.
Everything that you want. Again.
What's that?
Wait, what'd you say?
Her hair was once again looking amazing.
Flawless.
Like, even better than before. I was like, what'd she do?
Well, so, I feel like that's obviously why she got picked for that date.
Because they knew she was going to look amazing.
Like her hair, like, she would come camera ready in the hair department if they provided her a gown. We have a photo shoot that is worth sponsoring.
Yeah, like, they probably actually showed, like, photos to the designer, and she was like, no, this is the person that I want to be wearing my couture gowns on your show.
They're like, this is the look. Yeah. Oh, and she has her hair looking like it's been at the dry bar every morning. Done.
Yeah. Donezo. So what I thought about this was, for a couple of Leos, going to the shops and trying on all these amazing luxury items, they just didn't feel that comfy. Now, is that the Chiron coming in? Is that because they both have that Leo Chiron?
Well, you are such a good student, Keith. So, yes, that's when I was watching it, that's all I was thinking. But what you really see more than anything is Susie's sun Chiron. Because your sun, your solar energy is your radiant energy. It's your ego. It's like your I am. It's how you feel about yourself. It's how you kind of, it's the energy you radiate, right? It's your, yes. It's your heat. And is in Leo, so she wants to share love. It's with her Chiron there, she's sort of overcompensating. Like, it seems like she is really fine with being like, hey, I'll be the sacrificial lamb and just like throw myself at your feet for if I know you're gonna love me forever, because I will tell you that I will love you forever too.
Yeah, like, she totally was like, I'm getting ahead of this thing and I'm gonna tell him I'm falling for him first.
Which,
and
gonna backfire
her shopping trip.
Well, it's going to fucking backfire, though, because, like, the way that he's talking about her, like, language when it comes to love, I do think is very, and you have actually brought my attention to this, right? Like, there is a difference between when someone says, I'm falling for you versus I'm in love with you versus, you know, you're too young to get married or whatever, like, you know, it's a journey of love on The Bachelor. But it's, like, the way that he was speaking about, like, she is doing everything to validate him and provide safety for him. But then, like, the way he's talking about it is, like, you know, he's like, she told me that she was falling in love with me and I'm really excited to, you know, get there with her. And it just, it's really, it's a relief to me to know that this journey works and that there is at least one person who is falling in love with me at the end of this. I can default to if I have to. It's essentially what he was saying. I mean, it was like, Yowza. So like, at least I know she loves me was like the vibe.
Yeah.
But he wasn't love her too. He's just so right. protective of Rachel. He so clearly
yes,
just wants her to know that actually she's who he likes.
Right. And like to your
that's
point.
That's why
like,
he flipped on Sarah.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And he like went to Rachel first and was like, I trust you. So I know it's not you. So tell me who it is. Like, damn, that speaks volumes. And then for Susie, I mean, like you said, like he's giddy at the affirmation, at the validation that she's given him. Right. But what is he really
like, I'm so excited to find out that women are in fact falling in love with me too. And it's like,
yeah,
could make it about Susie and the confessional man.
You could, and you should.
Make it about her man. Make it about her man.
Yeah. Like, but she has this, like, she's gorgeous. She's rocking the clothes. She's telling him what he needs to hear, but like, does it go deeper than that?
No, I'm not sure, but like, set her up with Colgate, perfect sponsor for a toothbrush commercial, right? Like, she does have that sort of porcelain perfection, right? But it's an overcompensation of that Chiron. So it's like, I'm gonna be lovable, I'm gonna be gorgeous, I'm gonna have perfect
yeah.
hair, I'm gonna wake up earlier than everybody and have the perfect hair because I know that that's what makes me worthy, right? And it's like, nah.
Exactly.
Nah, Suze.
Yeah. And it's almost like Sarah too, where it's like he and Suze are a little too similar. Like, it kind of, the whole shopping date seemed like they were both trying to get the other one to like take the lead and like, you know, whereas like with him and Rachel, they have a very natural back and forth.
Well, I feel like with him and Rachel, it's very hot because like, she's obviously a fucking pilot. Like, she's dope, but she plays a really good, like, I'm like really like actually shy here. And
yeah.
He's like, I will protect you. Like, they're the perfect, like, she's the perfect beta to his beta alpha.
Yeah. And then with Gabby, it's like the...
I'm falling more in love with Gabby every episode. Sibling. I want to take back anything I said about her looks. That was obviously, I was like, how my period, just feeling...
She looked beautiful. Fabulous. She looked,
you know, this episode, she looked fucking gorgeous.
That updo?
I mean, and the whole look, the whole like brown leather getup. I mean, she looked fucking dope.
Yeah, and she like killed it in the, I mean, not killed in therapy.
No,
I mean,
she was honestly crushed at therapy date.
crushed
at therapy date.
Which is what Sarah was trying to do, was crush at therapy.
Sarah's whole behavior around therapy date, like, she will watch back. That will be the part of the show that, like, especially when she's like 35, she's going to watch back and be like, oh my God. Like, she deserves to be memed. I love therapy. And then that woman, when the therapist came out at the end of the therapy date and was like, how dare that therapist say, like, when one person was performing, it's like, gee, this isn't really a safe space, bitch. Fuck
right.
you give me to my face. Tell him behind closed doors. I mean,
Don't give the
child's assessment at the parent-teacher conference. Do it afterwards.
And by the way, I'm not ever going to tell you who it was. You just have to figure it out. And you aren't, like, I'd be, like, I was surprised none of the girls were like, listen, I'm not a freaking psychoanalyst. I don't know who would, like.
Well, yeah, no, it's, like, cruel in the end because you're like, okay, she's extremely sexy, this couple's therapist. She sounds like a Nazi. And then at the end, you're like, okay, I actually might be in love with her. She's actually so... like, sort of, it's just very erotic for therapists, you know?
Yeah.
She's like, tell me more about these, you know? And then at the end, when she's like, there's somebody that was performing, it was like, you fucking bitch! Like, you...
played us.
Played us!
Someone get the therapist's chart.
We are not safe! We
need receipts on this.
Receipts? No, get me... No, but she's... And then it's like, don't tell me she was an actor!
I know. Well, that's where it's like, now I have to, like, play pretend that would be something that a normal therapist would, like, I'm not saying this woman
walk out into the waiting room, welp, there's someone here who's really fucked up and they just embarrass themselves on TV. You're gonna have to figure it out, but one of them lied. What the fuck?
Are you okay? Is it you? Is it Clayton? Like, who is
what a triggered response from the therapist. She's like, if you're going to perform, I'm going to perform. It's like, yeah. You're a performative therapist. You're performative. Write it in your notes. Don't fucking tell the group.
Like, that was insane. I just, it's a bridge too far. That was a bridge too far.
Yeah, let's just hope that she was an actor, although heartbreaking if that's the case, because
yeah. But speaking of that date, Genevieve.
Okay, now Genevieve. L O L.
Also not going to be a fun one to watch back.
Might not watch back.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying? This could be the kind of thing for her where she's like, I actually can't.
But she actually also didn't reveal anything. So it's like, yes, it was a crash and burn and embarrassing, but she also didn't actually hang out any of her skeletons out to dry, which
question. Like, what do you think? I guess I'm pulling up her chart again too. I'm trying to remember what she was, but it's like,
I think she was Gem's sun. And then we couldn't tell the moon. So we were like, it's either a Scorpio moon or a Sag moon,
Scorpio.
It's total Scorpio moon stuff,
or
right?
Sag, just to be like, actually, I'm not going to say anything about my feelings. I'm going to cut and run.
Yeah.
Because actually, a Scorpio might have dined out on, at least Shanae with all the Scorpio was like, okay, let me invent an alter ego in the confessionals in front of you all and reveal from behind the curtain what a crazy psychological mess I am,
It's true.
Like, Genevieve, yeah, I mean, it is, it's a tough call. I mean, she doesn't strike me with particularly fiery energy, so that's where Scorpio, it's like, her secrets are... Anybody that is like avoiding therapy like that is like, what are you not addressing? She was so defensive about therapy in the first place. Like, I actually avoid this at all costs because, but it's like, Genevieve, this was actually the wake up call of your fucking life. She should be so grateful for this experience because you tried to avoid therapy as far as to go on national television to claim that you want to fall in love, be butthurt that you're not getting one-on-one time. And then when you get one-on-one time, that's actually more valuable because there's like a facilitator there. You can actually rush into intimacy way faster with a moderator, oddly enough, right? Like a therapist asking probing questions, a safe space, right? We thought. But it's like, no, she like needs to wake up to the fact that like not only is that why you're not getting one-on-one dates, but like you are
You're not going to get, like, anywhere in life.
Ready for love or life or you got to face whatever is going on, man.
Yeah, like, the therapist literally just said, like, how do you feel? And she was like, I think what she felt was, I'm embarrassed that I didn't get a one-on-one and sad about it. But
I was like, just say it. It hurt your feelings that you don't, because what she actually has become is the girl who is basically like the I'm not choosing you, Rose. Right. So it's like, okay, well, between Shanae and Genevieve, between Mara and Genevieve, okay, Genevieve, fine. But nope, like never at one point has Genevieve had a moment of, but you know what? I believe if we look back from the beginning, Genevieve has been pouting this entire fucking show.
I think she had a moment in the beginning. Like, I feel like we talked to her about her at some point.
Because
but
I think she was, like, against. I think it was because she was, like, a hater in the house. I think she was, like, I think she inserted herself in a weird way. I don't think it was because they had, like, any particular connection. But it is interesting.
I have, she said her parents are such a good example.
You are the greatest of all time. I can't wait till your Saturn return officially completes and we find out really what to do with this little garbage pile. We realize we're sitting on gold into garbage into gold. But it's like, no, the fact that you have notes that you can like look, no, you're made to podcast produce. That is so fucking excellent.
I mean, come on. It's just Krush. It's
Gemini Sagittarians. Anyway.
You know. But yeah, I think she was there for a second. She petered out real quick and then she became the not shrimpnay. And I think, and honestly,
but this person,
and he kind of like verbally berated her at that point and was like, are you an actor? Like, blah, 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 like suddenly turned on her. And I don't think that she recovered from that. And maybe it like brought back some like deep rooted shit.
I think number one, we can definitively say that she's not an actor.
Right.
I mean, if we had any questions before, number one, unless the act was to then, okay, Genevieve, your motivation for this scene is deer in headlights in therapy. Be able to articulate nothing. Paralyzed.
You just don't want to make it to hometowns. You just don't want too many Instagram followers.
Pause in front of the car.
Yeah.
I mean, she had nothing to say. Right. I was watching that. That's all, folks, right? Like, nothing, nothing. I was like, just say that it hurts your feelings, right? But she couldn't get that out. And then the therapist is like, and I actually thought it was a really good teaching moment for the nation. Listen up if you haven't heard. But the therapist did say, you know, if you don't actually, because she's like, I don't really know what's going on inside me. And she's like, okay, well, if you don't know what's going on inside of you, then how can you expect Clayton to be romantically interested in you or get to know you at all? If you don't know you, then, you know, that's just like, we always say it, whatever you avoid, you shm avoid. Like, you, like.
Whatever you avoid, shm avoids.
If we find out after the final rose that Genevieve's not in therapy, then we have a real problem.
Devastated.
Ground control to Major Tom. Like, really, we need to intervene at that point.
Just put her and Shrimp Nay on Elon Musk's next rocket and just
ship them into space. Okay, now that's an idea. And like, yeah, put them in the ring. Female gladiators in space, and that will be actually their calling.
Yeah, like instead of Bachelor in Paradise, Bachelor in Space.
Wow.
Ooh.
Whoa. And like, right, really the added, like, but like the gravity, if you take away gravity, is that deep?
Is what deep? What do you mean?
Like the gravity of the drama. Oh. When you take away gravity. Because like,
right.
I don't know. I feel like, okay, within like the context of Earth, you could walk around in your bikini. You kind of know what that's going to, the impact that's going to make. But when your titties be flying up near your face.
Anything goes.
Yeah.
Anything goes.
Wow. I'll watch that show. I'll watch that show for sure.
Hells yeah.
Excellent. Okay. So yeah.
Yeah. Basically, so goodbye, Genevieve.
Genevieve had to go. I did want to say that Sigmund Freud, they were telling us about psychoanalysis, and they said that, Freud says, the whole point, hold on. I was about
to
say something.
Freud would be into this episode?
What did he say? No, we had a quote that I thought was pretty deep.
Oh yeah, what was
it? How bold one gets when one is sure of being loved.
How bold one gets?
When one is sure of being loved.
That's see, like kind of foreboding.
You get a little bit too big for your britches because you're sure of being in love and you become Sarah. And
oh my God.
Too many tears left to cry. But when he called her out, wait, we didn't address that though.
Wait, that just makes it seem like they're literally like scripting this shit at that point. Like, or they literally told the psychoanalyst to say what she said about Sarah.
Well, right. I mean, it's so hard because on the one hand, like, I don't think she was performing. I think she was being herself. I just think she's annoying.
Yeah, and I think she's a little bit delusional. Like, I think she really was just like, ah.
But, like, I could totally see where, like, the competitor in me would get back to the house and just share the slightest over-exaggeration of one detail and have that be the thing repeated back to him. And then that, I didn't fucking cry with you.
Yeah. I'm honestly surprised that this doesn't happen more often. Like, I haven't seen this actually play out before, like as a tactic of just like, yeah, I'm just going to tell all the other girls how great, like they've said things, people have been cocky before and stuff, but it hasn't just been like, I'm going to give too much detail and just kind of like crush their spirits.
Okay. But so this is where I felt either, again, production fell short or it actually is all the women's insecurities again, because when they're repeating back what was making them feel insecure, it actually wasn't that it was like too intimate. She wasn't like, yeah, he fingered me when the fucking band was playing, or like, you know what I mean? She did. Yeah. And he fucking kissed my neck and gave me a promise ring. Secretly don't tell.
Well, she said that they cried together.
She said they cried together, which was a lie. But then otherwise it's like, all she was
I think Sarah's like an exaggerator, you know?
But they were like, what she shared was way too intimate. It got us all in our heads. It's like I think that Nate from last season was the perfect example of how we all need to take a page from the Nate with a Y playbook.
Yeah, miss him.
Miss him. Love him. Their photo shoots every time. Nailing it.
Gorgeous.
Iconic. So good. I hope they stay together. I really like them as a couple. And yeah. I feel like, but he never, ever during the show felt insecure.
Yeah.
He just focused on what they had. if the producer said to him, like, well, what if they should pick someone else? He'd be like, well, that'll be heartbreaking, but, like, I'll deal with that when that happens. But, like, I'm not even going there. It's like, yes, yes, master, yes. Like, keep that mind tight. Keep it right. Like, feel into the reality that feels the best at all times.
But I wonder if that's at all just, like, from a male's perspective of, like, it doesn't look good to be acting insecure. Like, does it play the same way? Like, these girls kind of crying to Clayton and being like, I feel insecure because I just really like you. Versus, like, Nate, like, if a guy said, like, I just wonder.
That's interesting. Right, because Sarah kind of is, well, right. The question is, like, is Sarah being overconfident here?
Yeah.
But I don't know. The vibe that I get is, like, Clayton likes the damsel in distress thing a little bit. Like, that's sort of what we're seeing. Mm-hmm. That's why Shanae stayed for so long, because he was like, don't bully her.
Yeah.
I'd pick the underdogs, right? And it's like,
yeah.
You know.
And I think it's possible that Sarah had no clue that I think in a way she was doing it just to be annoying, but, like, I don't think that she's that self-aware at this stage. I mean, she is only 23 too, like, not to, like, be ageist or anything like that, but like,
no, she wasn't actually just, Shanae was like, I know, I'm gonna trick all the girls.
Yeah.
I fake cried at the, you know, at the rose ceremony. Like, she's just saying it. No, yeah. I think Sarah was acting like herself, but, like, you know, I think back to myself at 23, and, like, it's like there are things that I did, like, sincerely at that time in terms of, like, thinking I was communicating appropriately or thinking that I was, I don't know, it's like I just get where she, whether, like, maybe she did exaggerate a few things or she was being, like, overly confident because, like, she is just young and, you know, she was insecure, you know, everyone's insecure, right? But yeah. I feel like yeah, I feel like she's just young and...
But then I think...
It felt really ganged up on at the end.
Yeah.
And
she kind of was.
Really cocky after that second date. I do think after the second date, they were like... They wanted to be like, ping, like, flick you off.
Yeah.
So, but I do think it was more... I think what Mara was upset about is also what they were all feeling too, which is behind the scenes, like, you're just, like, a dumb little fuck. Like, you're just so young.
Yeah, and it's like she didn't actually do anything, like, actively mean, but it was just, like, cocky and annoying. So
it's just so interesting that that's what triggered him. It's so interesting that triggered him so much. Like, you are overblowing the connection we have to the other girls is, like, the meanest thing you could say.
Yeah, that is kind
that
of awful.
So
do you think she was fake crying at the end?
Well, okay, so that was my other thing. So basically, he I don't know, like, did he pull a Shanae? That's where I was like, is this, are you being, because he basically made it out to be like, look, because she basically cried, I guess, or didn't, you know, but he was basically like, okay, I just want to say, and he gave her a performance review instead of responding to what she said, and he said, I just want to say, like, that did feel like a performance, and those tears, it felt like you were just forcing them out, and you don't even have any tears, and then they do a shot of her face, she looks to be not crying, and then she's like, well, I don't have tears left to cry.
Yeah. I died.
Oh, okay, well.
Oh, hello, Ariana Grande, didn't see you there.
Well, it's been a bit of a performance in the end, sure.
And then she's in the car on the way,
like,
home.
If somebody said to me, you're not crying after I've been crying, I would be like, what the fuck? Like, I'm crying, right?
Yeah,
like, she's like, oh, okay, well, actually, here's why I didn't cry that time.
Yeah. I have no tears left.
Then I cried.
Obviously.
I cried so much.
And it's like, people have, like, lost people they loved, and, like,
dude, it's the plague. It's COVID. It's COVID.
Yeah.
There's more than enough tears to go around. Keep them coming. If you're gonna act like the crier, be the crier.
You gotta have the tears queued up, girlfriend.
100%. But, yeah. That's where Shanae trumps Sarah in the end.
Right. Shanae can make it happen. She can make the magic. She can make the magic happen.
Would have absolutely transformed the scene.
Slam dunk with the tears from Shrimpnay. So he, what's funny here is he kind of flipped on her just like he did on Genevieve at the one point. Are you an actor? Like there's this side to him that if he thinks you're acting, like, it's game over, like, just like a flip. Now, Genevieve had the appropriate response, which was, No, I don't know how to convince you that I'm not acting.
You know what I really think, though? Okay, here will be the best twist of all. This isn't what I really think, but it would be a great twist if we find out, like, 6 months from now, the thing that she wouldn't say in therapy is that she had to confess that she actually is an actor. Hot take, hot bad take. Told you we're going to get a few of them out for you.
And she's like, I'm no Meryl Streep.
I'm no Streep, but here's a Sharon Stone pussy shot. I can't share. Boom. Actually, it's because I'm an actor. I think that's funny.
Punked.
Yeah, punks.
And then the other thing that was really funny is that, like, once Sarah got in the car, which was, like, supposed to be, like, 5 minutes after she was, like, sobbing, crying or whatever, she's, like, totally straight-faced and is just like, I'm annoyed.
Yeah, I mean, like, right, in the end, like, she was a number one killer and, yeah, could be a sociopath. We are not sure, like, but...
the therapist is.
The therapist? I have never seen a therapist throw a client under the bus so fast.
So fast. And but you know what else I'm thinking too? What if this is not the last we've seen of this lady? What if someone else ends up getting the final rose and she rears her ugly head and goes, excuse me, I was talking about
the
Rachel.
Therapist? You think the therapist? Wait, Casey.
No, not really.
No. The Bachelor staff.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Fucking needs us. Okay, I'm putting myself right in there too. But no, like, what a twist. Now that's fucking genius.
And Cleo would be like crying, like, I why didn't you just tell me this at the time? She'd be like, you didn't ask.
Gabby's mom actually was nice to her. Trash take this one from Casey this time. She thinks the therapist is gonna rear her ugly head, her the sexy head. Towards the end of the season and actually say, you were the one performing. You were the one.
The therapist is coming back with, what's her name?
Oh, Sally.
Yeah, the two of them are coming back in the last episode just to cause some more shit.
I love that for this season. It's been like, yeah, it's almost been like the season has been so searching for chaos that it has, in fact, become like almost inverse chaotic.
Yeah.
It's like the chaos lingers for a little bit too long.
Yeah, it's like dating 30 people.
The editing, wait, like, it's just like, you guys, you're fucking yeah. Clayton here. You're fucking with him.
Dating 30 people at one time is chaotic enough. We don't actually need to, like, create all of these little diversions everywhere. Well,
and then the other thing, too, is, like, when you realized how incredibly not chaotic this whole thing is, like, okay, for example, question for you I had. Because I haven't been here for all these seasons for many reasons. But I know more than ever now. But, like, okay, so Susie, pretty woman, here's all the dresses that you can wear as the prettiest girl in the room and the only girl in the room. And she ends up in the red dress. Now I want to know, number one, of the dresses, which would have you picked?
Oh, that pink feathery one.
Pink, obviously the pink, same.
Obviously. Boom. Easy peasy lemon squeezy.
But then she ends up in the red dress. I thought, interesting. A structured sort of A-line with a poof. But okay, simple, elegant, sure. Looks like a Disney princess. Love to see it.
Serene says that red is his favorite color.
Oh. Wow. Okay.
She said that when she saw the dress. She was like, ah, red is his favorite color. And then so
we know that they've had deeper one-on-one conversations than we know. If she knows what his favorite color is.
And Serene's taking notes. She's like, and then she wore a red dress on her date. She was like, I'll be the last red dress he sees.
No, Serene actually is coming through as a dark horse in this race. Like, she's honestly, like, can't take your eyes off her beauty. Like, I find her to be really, like, she has not gotten nearly enough screen time for the character that she actually seems to contain.
Yeah, I feel like you were going to make a point about Susie's shopping date, and then we can
Okay, so then they have this whole date. She felt like a princess. She's, I'm okay being a little bit more in love with you, or whatever her message was. And then they walk into the special surprise. No one's ever done this for me. He's not doing it for you. You're on The Bachelor. But okay.
No. Don't get used to it. Walk in the
room, and then there's that guy, Roy, whatever.
Carl something.
Carl Rustberg. What's his name? Carl what?
DeBerg, I think.
Carl DeBerg, who's learning red. And she was in red. And it's like, okay, you just popped the bubble. Because not again, only we've obviously all picked the pink feather.
But yeah, it's too perfect. They're taking us out of the moment.
Right.
Red dress. Because I don't think she even picked out the red. The red arrived after her as a delivery. That Clayton picked out. Oh. The other thing is this episode, everyone started calling him. No, they've done it sometimes, but they'll randomly call him Clayton.
Oh, I noticed that too. They're really accentuating the T.
Yeah, like just randomly. And Clayton. I'm like, you guys got to decide here.
Clayton.
I would say like a Clayton.
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 Yeah, Clayton. They're really actually getting hung up on that second syllable.
Right. And it's like, we need to work out the kinks before you get engaged to this man. Right. Ask him how he pronounces his name. Or give him a nickname and move along.
I would much rather be on record for being like, oh, well, I shoplifted when I was 10. My parents don't love each other. Like, whatever. Than being like, I can't say.
Yeah.
I can't say.
And it's like, did you murder someone? Like, what is it?
Be careful what you avoid, my people, because if you avoid therapy, you are going to now be required by law. Like, anybody watching that is going to be like, okay, wow, this is like a serious case of someone needs therapy. Like,
yeah, I'm kind of
to shove it on you now, but that you rejected it. Well, yeah, okay, so if you had to take a guess just real quick, what do you think her big secret is?
What is her big secret?
Like, what's she not saying?
I don't know. I mean, maybe she just wasn't able to like express herself as a child or something, but yeah. I don't know that it's necessarily that deep. I think she just really might be a person who cannot like,
okay, so then we
really
got to go
identify.
We've got to go with Scorpio Moon.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, don't Scorpio Moons usually have a deep, dark secret?
They always do, but they don't always want to disclose. Okay. Actually, no, then you're maybe right. Maybe Sag though. Sag Moon is like, get me the fuck out of here.
Yeah, but maybe she also, it could be, I mean, maybe she's teetering on the edge and it was both, because it's like, the secret is I don't want to be with Clayton, but I want to stick around on this show as long as I can.
Well, that's so, what, even when I was watching, I was like, her being so like, moopy schmoopy, like she needs to watch back this season, even though I have a feeling she will not, but she needs to watch back because she is someone who actually could take some really good be with yourself moment notes and go, oh, like, if you want to stay, like, no, she's been moping this whole time. I think she's in the beginning. We said look like a dementor because she was like, well, he'll never pick or something. My ex would say, you know, something. She was just like Debbie Downer the whole fucking time and had that little poos face, that poos face. And it's like, okay, even if you know that you're not the one, he's not the one. Why remain in the state of being of, well, it sucks because I know I'm not going to get a fucking another one-on-one to fucking try to win. It's like,
Like, hometowns are next week. You didn't get a one-on-one yet. You got to see yourself out.
Flash him, if anything. Show him your titties.
Yeah, do so. That's right. Like, you haven't seen, like, a real, like, attempt from her to really.
No, she's like, do you like me even though I'm sullen?
I think it's really possible that she showed up and, like, got a real slice of humble pie and just has been spiraling since she got there.
I agree. Yeah. Right. Right. What was her? Do you remember her first night?
Her first night? What did she do?
What was her like introduction to him? He didn't speak German.
How many of these do I have?
I feel like she was just like, hi, here's my ex-boyfriend's remains in a cremated in an urn. Like that.
I would definitely remember that.
Fever dream. Fever dream. Sorry. It came out of my dreams. For Genevieve. But it's what I remember, so I don't know. Memory's a tricky bitch.
Wait, okay, okay. Oh, episode one. What are these notes from?
I would love to. Those are notes that we're going to sell as an NFT. Like, oh, you know what? Let's kind of get a handle of Ryan from last season's notes, and we'll sell them as a pack.
So, this is what I have about Genevieve. He honestly bounces back pretty quick. Doesn't even want to waste Genevieve's time. Very quiet. Her parents are such a good example. Honestly, no one talks like this in real life.
Okay, so the jig is up. You and the therapist agree this is a performance and it's bad. She is nothing. She's merely a player. She wishes she was an actor. Wishes she could act.
Yeah, like, she didn't have it going on. That might have been, like, a preview or something.
I feel
and
like
she's from L.A. That's probably why they said actor, too.
She's a bartender from L.A.
So I don't even have anything from her on the first night.
I think that was, like... I don't remember. I think she came with an urn, but maybe not.
You think so?
I sort of do. I feel like somebody came with an urn. No?
Ideally, yes, but I don't think that was this show.
They need us.
Oh, wait. Okay. Yes. Here's what happened the one time was they did the group date where they all were supposed to like say their flaws, and Clayton gave the cop out answer of like, I put my walls up. Or no, they're supposed to say something they were embarrassed about or something.
Right. Or no, they were like, what's your biggest insecurity? And eventually he came out at the very end with, oh, and I have an eating disorders and I have male body dysmorphia or whatever. Thank you, Clayton. Yeah. But at the beginning, he was so like, I guess my biggest, darkest, deepest secret is to like, when it's come to love,
I keep my walls
fully,
up.
Fully vulnerable. It's like, oh.
Yeah. So Genevieve went right after Clayton and she was just like, oh my God, me too. I just like self-sabotage all my relationships and put my walls up. And that's when I was like, she must be a Gemini because it was a mirror situation. Oh. And well, she no, was. She,
well, and she's a Gemini too because there's this self-fulfilling prophecy thing happening where it's like, especially for Geminis, you don't realize how powerful the thoughts you think are. Like, it is better to be curious than definitive as a Gemini because when your thoughts radiate, it's like sort of like a chaotic energy. It's like, you better mean what you say because it will get delivered. You will, your emails are gonna send.
Oh God, that's scary. It's so true. She did speak some truth to Shrimp Nay at one point as well,
right? I think that's what I'm remembering. What happened with her and Nay?
I just wrote Genevieve starts to speak the truth to Shrimp Nay.
Okay, so she spoke some truth
and then she just got depressed.
We're giving her a D for speaking truth and depressed. And we forgive you, Viv. Just get some therapy, honestly.
We want to see an evolved version on the beach. That's what we want, Genevieve.
Either evolve or stay home.
Yeah, exactly. It's like go big or go home, evolve
or
stay.
You better believe that when you're in space looking for love, it's going to be a lot more vulnerable than it's been so far on Earth. So you're going to want to get comfortable, Genevieve, if you're going to go the reality TV route.
Yeah. If we could send her to space, I think that could really break open some...
Right, it could be the breakthrough she needs.
It could.
That's a great point. Right, space will handle this.
Space will handle this at all times. All right, so now let's move on to Serene date. Oh, then he was like, I can't give out the group date rose yet.
That must have been the producer.
I mean, give it to you, girl. Rach, dude, are you serious?
But I think that he was... I think there would be no roses.
I think he knew. Yeah, that's true. And he knew that Gabby kind of
the ceremony.
Yeah. And like Gabby kind of won the group date, but he liked Rachel more. And I think he wasn't decided between Gabby and Teddy yet.
Right. And I
although he
say
was,
that,
but
I think it's I think he shouldn't choose Gabby over Teddy. But I want to say Teddy has the most gorgeous lips and oral structure. Her mouth is incredible. I have a mouth sensitivity because I'm a little insecure about my mouth. Her mouth is gorgeous.
Gorgeous. She should be making like her own Kylie lip kits for sure.
I would buy a Teddy lip kit.
Come on, Teds. So yeah. Okay. So then Serene's date, they go bopping around the city. Kind of cute. She wears red. Like I said, they do Lady in Red. So this is what I wanted to ask you is like, are they good together? And I just am undecided as of yet because we just haven't seen enough of the footage.
Right. I mean, right. They're not helping us. Let's look at the charts. But right. The producers are not helping us in terms of giving us any information on how the romances are going as much as they are just literally showcasing like what different forms of personality disorder looks like in women under 35. Right. So. But that's okay, because it's gotta be good TV. You know, we all know what we're doing here, okay?
Yeah, and the astrology helps us understand.
It's helpful, right? Okay, so Serene is... Ooh, this is interesting. Okay, so Serene's son is in Cancer.
Yes, because she's so serene, remember?
So serene. But, and it's exactly conjunct to the degree his Juno. So he does sort of feel that she has partnership potential.
Okay.
Her moon is in Aquarius. This is not bad with a Leo moon, only in that she's not going to, like, she can kind of be, like, the way that she was being, actually, which is, like, she was very, like, laid back. Even, like, the Fireflies thing, that was genuinely sweet, actually. Whoever's idea it was.
Right. And, it wasn't actually Fireflies, but I mean.
Well, but you, who wants actual bugs in the mugs? You know, I think it's great that it was lights. I think it was great that it was lights.
But if it were lights,
it's not the council.
It's in mugs.
Bugs and mugs. We don't need the bugs and mugs. So it's like, I thought it was very sweet. I just think she has been really sweet, elegant this whole time. And it's like in the way that he has that Leo moon, which is like, I'm going to go out of my way to show respect for your dead friend. She is like, I'm going to share this thing about my dead friend. And then like when you do this nice thing for me, it's like, aw. And like she's been just keeping it super fucking cool the whole time. Yeah. Like she has spoken up when she needed to speak up. She has been an absolute advocate for the motherfucking truth. This is very, again, we talk about it with Diana. We talk about it with fucking Erica Jane. Okay. Mm-hmm. Even Gabby from our good friend Gabby, the polyamorist.
Oh, are these people all Cancer sun, Aquarius
Cancer suns,
moon?
Aquarius moons, Princess Di.
Oh, Serene is in great company here.
Indeed, she is. And so, yeah, does she have the elegance of a great leader? Absolutely. Does she have the elegance of a long-term reality TV star? Absolutely. I mean, I guess
potential bachelorette.
I would love to see it. We haven't gotten any information out of these women yet, though. Like, right. I feel like even, but that's where they're not even making it fun for the nation anymore, I imagine, because it's like, it's like Clayton, we knew was the bachelor before he was off the show. So clearly there's like casting going on versus America's choice. Nothing is a true democracy anymore. This is the two Pluto return. We'll talk about it next ep more. I might even do a solo up about it, but it's like,
This
is a huge moment in global history, in human history. It's the portal of the do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-
things that are like not in integrity are being exposed. And not only will America's government and financial system change, but perhaps there should be more of a democracy in the conversation about who becomes the next fucking lead.
Agreed.
Why is everybody hating on Clayton so much? Because they were like, how dare he be cast so soon?
Yeah. We didn't know him yet.
I'm just calling for a democracy in the nation.
So where do you think she ends up in this? Not the Pluto return of the whole nation.
Right. That would
but
be
maybe
a
if
separate episode. I will tell you what her place in the revolution is. I'll get back to you on who she is in the barricade. But for now, the love stuff. Who do I think she is in this? I mean, his Saturn. Let me just actually double check this. Okay, so her moon is at 23 aqua. His Saturn is at 28 aqua. So it's like either it's going to be a really serious relationship. Like sometimes when you have Saturn moon conjunctions, it can indicate that there's like a maturity to the relationship, a seriousness seriousness to the relationship. You can see it in parent-child relationships a lot. Like, Saturn really is daddy, and the moon is sort of the real being that is you. So it's a very sensitive placement right on top of a very harsh placement. So on the upside, it could be like, wow, this is really serious, or this like gives my life structure or whatever. But for the most part, when we see Saturn conjunct moon in Sinistry, especially on a show like The Batch, what we would end up finding, I think, if they were to stay together, is that, like, he rains on her parade. Like, Saturn kind of kills the vibe for the moon. Now, Aquarius is ruled by Saturn, so maybe there would be something that was sort of enjoyable about the structure that he was providing, or for the smack daddy that he was laying down. You know, like, Aquarius moon is probably the least sensitive of the moons. And it's the most interested in, like, forming new structures. So perhaps being with someone who was Saturnian in nature would be helpful. But I don't see him as particularly Saturnian in nature. I just think his Saturn is, you know, is in Aquarius. And so he's a part of maybe, like, he'll maybe brainstorm the future of, you know, for all of you Saturn and Aquarians, like, part of what your responsibility is, like, how do we connect during social disconnect, basically.
Wow. So, I mean, it's pretty cool that this is,
what'd you say?
It's cool that this is his Saturn return right now. We've probably discussed that before, but
no, it's really cool because he's actually a really good example of, like, someone who, like, is right on the edge of actually knowing himself and thinking that he knows himself. But, like, at the same time, the lessons that he's learning, and for the most part, all of these women, like, the lessons that they're learning. And you know what? The lessons are not reserved for the under 27. Okay. Mara learning lessons if she watches back. There's a lot of rich material for her to compost and plant new seeds from, because she was acting a fool, you know, like, so, you know, the learning doesn't end. It's not over after your Saturn return, but during your Saturn return, there's definitely a moment of, well, it's interesting, two cases, because we'll talk about it off mic, but I was thinking about you because you are technically still in your Saturn return, even though it's passed, but it's still happening.
Yeah.
And yeah, I was looking at your chart the other day. Remind me later.
I love it. Just doing a little creepy deepy deep. Girl, I want to know all the deets all the time.
I'm like the creepy astrologer. No, I really feel sometimes like, wow, like no one even knows that I have their fucking diary.
You have all the info. It's friggin' amazing. Okay, so at the end of this, we get our rose ceremony.
I think she goes home next.
Teddy goes home, hymen intact. We're left.
No. I think at the end of the day, he's like, look, I cannot be responsible on TV for taking someone's virginity. Don't put that in. Don't put that ball in my court, man. I'm not picking that.
No, he wants no part in it. He wants no. And I do think, like, they fizzled out. It's a shame, but I think Teddy's going to be better for it. I don't think it was a meant to be situation.
Yeah, I thought that she was really, like, classy throughout and will like her performance. If there was a performance at all, we could ask the therapist later. But it's like, I think she'll like herself. I think she was represented herself well, had a different point of view, looked fucking gorgeous the entire time. Lip kits coming soon. But in the end, you don't want to lose your virginity on The Bachelor. You
know? Please don't. Everyone out there, don't do that.
Close doors. You don't have to do that. Don't do that here.
We don't need like a cameraman freaking lurking outside.
If
no.
If you're going to do it that way, make it a porn. Don't just tease it. Ridiculous waste of virginity for a hot 20-something. Come on.
But also, don't do that also.
Don't do that. Teddy, you're good enough. You're worthy. Just find love. Find love. Go on dates. You're good. But I love that how much, you know, if she's leaving and Gabby's like, she's so graceful.
Yeah.
I want to shout out Gabby too. Aside from falling in love with her this episode, I feel that she is the underdog here. I think Rachel wins. She comes in second. I think she could be the next Bachelorette. She actually has won my heart, Gabby. And yeah. I love the way whenever he asks if she will accept the rose, how like sexual. She's like, yeah.
Oh, really? I didn't even notice.
Oh, my God. It like. Because I'm, like, multitask. I'm, like, cleaning my room, whatever. And then he's like, Gabby, will you accept this rose? And she's like, yeah. It, like, I, like, looked back.
Gabby's playing the long game.
What fakes is she making when she's saying this? It's so hot.
Yeah, I usually don't freaking, like, pay attention to the rose ceremony either.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. she and Rachel both, though, are kind of doing the same thing, which is being like, I'm really a vulnerable girl.
And he loves
it. Like sexual power behind it. And they're both very hot and actually are
and intelligent.
It does seem like they're both working him, which yes. is fine.
But like, because they're into him, not totally. Like for any, like, I don't feel like either one of them is like just trying to get to the top to become the bachelorette. Yeah. Like, I feel like they both genuinely like him.
Yeah. I think they both like him. He's a match for them both.
And does that make it okay? I don't know, but it feels.
Well, what do you make what okay?
You know, skewing the facts a little bit, putting on a little voice here and
well,
there.
Well, it's like they're a real match, though.
Right.
Because it's like one person's, that was really vulnerable for me, is another person's, yeah. You know, like, what a match.
So right now, we are left going into hometowns with the Sues, the Serenes, Rachel, and Gabby.
It's going to come down to Rachel and Gabby in the end, and it's going to be Rachel, I think.
I think so.
That's my
goal. Or Susie. I could see it being, I don't know.
Susie is the bumpers in the bowling lane, baby. Okay?
Yeah, She is
who's making these strikeouts possible.
But the question,
her ego.
I agree, but the question is if he'll realize that in time.
Yeah, he doesn't like her that much. Now she's become the character that said she was falling in love with him first.
Yeah.
Not a place you want
to
be.
Someone else might come through and just go straight to I love you. And then Suze is back here.
She doesn't even. Right.
But I mean, joke's on the rest of us anyways, because she got a whole shopping spree. So she's winning either way. And I do think.
Better hope she keeps all those dresses.
Oh, hell yeah. I do think, you know, I would love if Gabby was the bachelorette, but
I would love it. Yeah. I think I really like her. She's really, I love her.
But I do think these producers could go with a Suze just because she's a hometown, you know,
but she is like, no, I feel like after Rachel's Confederate party, I feel like they're going to err on the side of
not this Rachel, by the way.
Oh yeah. No, not this Rachel.
Rachel on Matt James.
Matt James is Rachel. I think after that, they're trying to do a lot of sort of like faux, like not so vanilla. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I feel like if they pick Susie, it would just be so hearkening back to the way too vanilla bachelor moments that got them in trouble in the first place.
But you're 100% right. It definitely would. And then there's also the issue that she looks just like Hannah Brown. But also, Hannah Brown seemed like a very vanilla pick at the beginning of her season. And she actually ended up being kind of nutty. And like I said, saying that I did have sex and Jesus still loves me. And giving us
a
really good season. And I think the Sues could have that in the back pocket, potentially.
I just feel like, Susie, we need more from you. You know, like, it's not enough to just like, it's like the boy who cried wolf. It's like, you can't be the girl who cried love and think that is going to be the clincher. Like, it's not enough. I just don't think.
Yeah, she's kind of like posing right now.
A little bit. Yeah. Like, she's thanking her stars she didn't have to go to couples therapy date.
Yeah.
Like, she's I see her being emotional, but not necessarily
vulnerable.
Right. She's confident enough in the fact that he's not going to dump her when she says, I'm falling for you, is the vibe I get.
Yeah. And I do think, similar to Sarah, she doesn't know, like, I don't think she's aware of that. Like, I don't think that she's doing this maliciously or anything. I just think, right now, she's like, oh my God, I'm on camera. Like, let me just make sure I need to get this guy to fall in love with me without stopping to think, like, do I have a connection with this guy? Is this the right guy for me? Like, and maybe hometowns will help her in that way too. Cause she can see him in her hometown. And also, I think we're going to actually go to their hometowns again.
Oh. Do you hear the relief in my sigh?
It's awesome.
So great. So we're not flying anybody into La Quinta for like a weird meet and greet over some, like, you know, 7-Eleven charcuterie.
you know, exactly. Don't quote me yet. I'm sure there will still be some really crappy charcutes, but it might be Virginia Beach charcutes, baby.
Well, that would be a change of pace. I would welcome. Bring me south. No, I love that. Yeah, I feel like we'll see about Susie. I mean, look, she does have that Chiron on her son in Leo, which I do think make for good reality TV.
Good.
You know, like an ego that's wounded and woundable, but then also powerful. Could be fun. Her moon is in Virgo, though, which, like, Virgo moons, again, they're interesting because on the one hand, Virgo is the sign of, like, mental health and health. And but I'm telling you, in my coaching practice, they call me the Virgo whisperer. All my clients are like Virgo. My one-on-one clients that are like weekly, it's like 60% of them have either a Virgo sun or a Virgo moon, because the Virgos are so perfectionist and they are so conscious of health and wellness, whatever, that sometimes they can, it actually like works against them because they have so much to judge. Then they have so much to be like objectively critical about.
And like, you can't be perfect.
Right. And so I think that that's where like reality TV, like she might think like, right, she's like really playing her cards right. Like she's doing a perfect job on The Bachelor.
Yeah.
But is this actually like the best thing for her mental health? Is this, is her heart really, was she really falling in love with him first? Or was she saying the thing to say to make him feel comfortable to keep, you know, to keep it going? It's like, I don't know. It's like, she knows, Virgo moons know what they're doing.
Oh, the Suze. It makes me a little sad for her too, because I want her to, you know, obviously be like having her best interests in heart. I feel like she's blinded by the light right now.
I just don't see her winning. I just don't.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess maybe I could see it being the kind of thing just because of his Chiron moon, where he's like, the fact that she, like, that could be the big twist, where he's like, the fact that she said, like, in week five, that she was falling in love with me, like, that kind of, she was my rock the whole show, like, that kind of security, like, money can't buy, you know what I mean? Like, because he does have that Chiron on his moon, I could see him just being like, thank you for saying I love you so soon, and making it so easy.
It's like, yes, but then at the same time, I feel the vibes with him and Rachel so much more that I feel like he almost is like using that little bit of confidence as a stepping stone to be like,
that's how I feel too. I feel like he's really just exploiting this bitch. And that is the Chiron sun.
Well, I mean, he bought her a bunch of,
what'd you say?
I mean, exploiting her feelings of quote unquote falling in love, but also at least she got some clothes out of it.
Yes. Oh my God. She got clothes. She's going to get a Colgate sponsorship. Things are going to happen for Susie. It's going to be good. Pantene, everybody sponsor this girl. She's picture perfect. Right. But I do think that like I think what will happen here is that she is launched into some mental health crisis of some kind on her. This is her Saturn return. I think she does have some kind of a breakdown. Like even when she talks about her family, there's a sort of that weird sense of like, yeah, like when I was growing up, like I just cared so much about everybody being happy all the time that I, you know, it's like, I think this could be.
Yeah. The buck's got to stop somewhere.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. I could see this being the breakthrough that makes sure that she doesn't get so far as to be having had to go be sent to space.
Or she could literally go Hannah Brown too and have a chaotic season of The Bachelorette that ends in picking the absolute wrong person and like blowing up in her face.
And like, if that doesn't happen, because again, I have to say it, I don't think she has that star power. Sorry, Chiron Sun.
Okay.
I think you're right about who you, I don't think you're that. You don't need to do your hair that like that every time, you know? Like, what are you hiding under that mane?
Right, but also
sometimes when they show the shots of Rachel and Gabby, they both look fucking busted, and it makes me feel like connected to them.
Yeah.
They're fucking normal.
Right.
You know.
Well, we'll see. We'll see how it goes.
I don't know. I just feel like, yeah, I think if anything, what I would like to see from her is, if not a chaotic season of her own Bachelorette, certainly some fucking rowdy behavior when everyone's doing those group photo shoots in New York and like get on the beach. So, you know what I mean? Like if she could absolutely flip and reverse this squeaky clean image, sex her up a little bit, you know?
I do think, though, it's possible that she ends up in the top three and he fucks her and then sends her home.
Yeah. Yeah, that's
because she's going to be so easy. She's going to
yeah.
be yeah.
Well, yeah, I mean, I don't know that. I mean, you know, I don't know that it yeah, would be. I have no idea. But like right now.
No idea. LOL. Yeah. We were literally just speaking words.
Right. And obviously that's not a judgment on anyone. If
I would be yeah. having sex there too, if I made it that far, I wouldn't be like holding out now.
Yeah. It's like, oh, all right, whatever. Yeah. This guy used to play football. Let's, you know,
give you a whiff.
Give it a shot. Okay. So who do you think won the episode? And then we'll wrap it up.
Who won the episode? I think.
I really don't know.
It's like, okay, so it's, you know what, it's interesting. It's almost like the group date Rose versus the, like, Rose of my, like, random Rose of my choosing Rose, you know? Because it's like, okay, if we have to say, like, who won the episode in terms of the group date that was the episode, I think yes. Serene, in terms of just, like, nailing, doing a good job at, like, repping yourself in a way that was, like, honorable and cool and, like, made it further and like, you know what I mean? I think she mm-hmm. really showed herself as a starring character in the this was sort of our, I mean, she was sort of present before during some of the fighting. She was a voice of reason here and there. She's been cool. She's been pretty. But I do feel like this was where it was like, oh, she's really attractive. Like she's very attractive and very cool. And they have a cool thing.
Yeah. It's like, she's still a contender, but she didn't like show that much more of herself today.
Right.
It's a little tough. But I think next week at least we'll get hometowns and get to meet her family and stuff
I
like
guess
that.
My real answer then would be Rachel, because it was her tear. Like, I think that every episode, yeah. low key, there is just an undertone of him wanting to make sure that she feels like mm. she knows that she's it.
Yeah.
Without saying it.
Yeah. Which is why I was shocked.
He feels like he cares about protecting her feelings above all.
Yeah, my thoughts were going to be Susie, because she got all those free clothes and got to dress like a princess, and like that lasts a lifetime.
That is winning the episode. Good
like
point.
Just wearing that dress in a castle in Austria for one night, like that oh. memory lasts a lifetime.
So awesome.
But then I thought of Gabby's updo.
Right. Oh my God. Yeah, Gabby crushed therapy. She looked incredible all episode. She is the perfect mix of like super vulnerable but then also funny about it and light. Like I she's yeah. growing on me more and more and more. Okay, I sort of feel like the top four women, this was a four-way tie.
I think so.
Wow, ladies.
Wow.
Great.
Wowzers.
On the 2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2 portal, all the partners are worthy. Oh,
amen to that. We love you, trashlings. Stay trashy, and we will see you. I hope it's next week.
I would be so upset if it wasn't.
Me too.
Okay, well, we'll assume. Let's just assume I'll see you next week. Otherwise, talk to you in the meantime. But we love being here.
All we right, love you.
Guys. Okay, love you guys. Bye.
Bye.
Space trash.
Trash in space.
Space trash.
Lifestyles of the rich and Uranus.
Space trash.
Celebrities, they're trash. But the astrology can help us understand.
Transmission incoming.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.